What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us on Let's Talk About It, she returns to get us up to speed with all the latest at the Jamestown Arts Center. Mindy Schmitz, Executive Director of the Arts Center. And Mindy, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me, Warren.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mindy, again, for taking some time and getting us up to speed with all the latest happening there at the Jamestown Arts Center. Very, very busy summer so far. And it doesn't seem like it's winding down because you're heading right into a bunch more. But let's talk about the arts market here first, Mindy. It's gone over very well, going on every Thursday through the end of August. And seems like it's been a great turnout so far.
Great turnout. And people are very socially responsible. People are wearing masks and distancing and enjoying the great entertainment. It's just been great.
It has. It's been phenomenal. And this continues again through August on Thursdays at the Hanson Arts Park. And Mindy, we got a great show coming up this Thursday.
Yeah, this Thursday, we actually had a cancellation from the polka band. So those polka fans, I'm sorry to say, but instead, we have a full evening of the North Dakota legend, Chuck Suki.
Right. And Chuck Suki's been here before. He puts on a great show.
And he starts at 5:30. He's going to go all night long this time. So we're just really glad to have Chuck.
Absolutely. He's got big polka shoes to fill, but Chuck will do a good job. We know he will. So that, again, is free, open to anybody, Mindy, and we encourage people to stop by. They don't have to pay for anything, but of course, they're encouraged to visit the local downtown area while they're down there, too.
Absolutely. We got great restaurants and places to eat and drink down there, so visit them.
Perfect. Again, that's the Downtown Arts Market every Thursday, kicking off at 5:30 again with Chuck Suki this Thursday. And Mindy, as much as we don't want to say it, we're going back to school no matter what, and the Jamestown Arts Center wants to be ready with their arts after school, right?
Yeah, we don't know what school is going to look like, but we do want to offer arts after school to our kids here in the community, and that's going to look a little different. We have space to have kids. The number of kids that we're going to have is limited, but we're going to still offer the great service of arts after school, and we'll be starting those classes starting September 14th, and I think they're already on the website. We've already got two scheduled, so it's through October 2nd already. So space is limited. We'll be socially distancing and practicing all COVID measures. So sign your kids up for arts after school. We found out through this pandemic how important art is to the society and particularly kids. So don't forget about that.
Yeah, I couldn't have said that better. Absolutely. So arts after school, making that return. Again, we have Mindy Schmitz, Executive Director of the Jamestown Arts Center, joining us here on Let's Talk About It. And we can't forget about the adults and the families too, Mindy. Not just the kids can experience the great art that the Jamestown Arts Center has. You have some adult and family classes coming up here soon too.
Yeah, we do. We have two Zoom classes coming up, one on August 18th, which is Funky Modern Floral, and then also on the 25th, which is Watercolor Postcards. And those are both start at 6 o'clock. But like I said, those are both on Zoom. And then we have a couple of in-person classes starting to beginning photography on Tuesdays in September with Troy Gunderson, and then a family pottery class on September 19th and then the 26th with Bill Nybo. So we're trying to get back to normal as much as possible, but also, practicing safety. So come on down to the Art Center.
Absolutely. And of course, we've talked about a lot of stuff here, Mindy, too. They can always stop by the website, which is where they can go to register as well, learn more information, find schedule for the Downtown Arts Market. And of course, they're more than welcome to stop by and reach out. And there's a couple of ways they can do that, right?
Absolutely. Come on down to the Art Center or go visit us at www.jamestownarts.com or give us a call at 701-251-2496.
Excellent. And hopefully we'll see you Downtown Arts Market again Thursday nights at 5:30. Mindy, thank you again for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.